It happens to be a big event. If you have not been privy to the fact of golf, it has come to Long Island. We get ready for it, folks. Right, Bethpage Black, and residing with the district, presiding over it all, and a lot of prep work indeed. Has been Laura Schaefer, fine legislator in Nassau County, 3rd District, and nice enough to give us just a few minutes this morning on a late request by yours truly. We say hi to the fine legislator. Madam Legislator, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for inviting me on.
It is great, and of course, this is a huge event. Bethpage is right in your wheelhouse there, Laura. Give us an idea, prep work, how it all started, where are we at today? Hopefully weather cooperating. From what I hear, we're going to have sunshine and mid-60 temps come Thursday. They've done a wonderful job, from what I understand, at the course. But give me an idea as far as the prep work involved, what you've had to go through already.
Well, so there's a tremendous amount that goes into this. Obviously, they have to set up. It takes, you know, so much time. It takes couple weeks, I believe. Sometimes it takes even longer to set up the stands and everything, similar to what we had last year over at the Glen Oaks Country Club. I know I saw them setting up for many, many weeks there. You know, there's going to be tons of volunteers. It brings a lot of business, a lot of economic boost to the community and to the county, really, in general, because so many people are coming in just to see it. And it's, you know, it's an amazing event, the PGA, to have it right here in our backyard is just really incredible. So we're really looking forward to it, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Of course, you have the Tiger Woods phenomena occurring once again.
Exactly.
Masters victory, obviously mid-April, and it only adds to the excitement and everything else. Give me an idea of how to get folks there. 200,000 plus to be in and around the 4 days, Laura, what was the epiphany as far as transportation was concerned? That had to be a very big element to all of this.
Yes, well, they have the Farmingdale train station is the train station that they've chosen, I should say, for the PGA. In other words, to be the location where if you go directly there, there'll be shuttle buses that will go to the PGA, you know, to Bethpage State Park, to the event, so you can do something like that. There's obviously going to be quite a few road closures, but you can drive if you want to. You know, the train obviously is always a little more convenient. You know, however you can get there, there'll be people to guide you and direct you so that you can get in safely and smoothly. But as usual with an event of this size, you want to get there as early as you can so that you don't get stuck in traffic. But there are so many people on this that they'll be able to direct people in a, you know, very organized manner and make sure everybody gets parking. And but again, if you can take the public transportation, that'll be great. And the local hotels will also be running shuttles. They'll be running some shuttles from Bethpage, so you can get into Bethpage. And you know, that was part of our press conference yesterday, was just to promote that area as well, because obviously the park sits in both Bethpage and Farmingdale. So Bethpage is a great community. There's a lot going on there in the right down on Broadway and you know, in the area that people can enjoy, the restaurants, the stores, you know, shopping, and they can also get shuttle buses going from the local. There's a couple of local hotels there as well, and they can get to the PGA event through that that medium.
Laura Schaefer with us, legislator, 3rd District. Laura, what about the backlash? I know there has been some as far as commuters are concerned, kind of taking them out of their daily activity, trying to get to and from. What about those folks? And listen, you know, it's a huge event. I think somehow you have to bend a little as far. I'm talking about from the commuter standpoint, knowing the type of event coming into that neck of the woods. It's only a couple of days of inconvenience, but yet you have been feeling it. What about those folks in general?
Exactly. Well, so we've spoken to both, you know, sides of the discussion here. And many people are willing to just say, okay, I get it. It's going to be an inconvenience for me for a while, but they can understand the benefit to the community, the benefit to their community, the benefit to the county in general. And that's what's important is, you know, you want to keep the economy going here, and you certainly want to bring in people from outside Nassau County to shop and, you know, spend their money here, which is why this is such a great event for us to have. Some people you know, they don't want to hear about it. But other people have taken advantage of the fact that this is coming, and they've actually rented out their home for, you know, the next week. And the people are, and I understand that's gone up quite a bit from the last time that it was here. You know, the amount of people that decided to take advantage of that and make some money, really. So, you know, there's always opportunity if you're looking for it.
No question. A lot of money, Tiger Mania, everything. I tell you, the food, it's going to be unbelievable. It's going to be a spectacular event. Hopefully the weather cooperates and everything else. And I would imagine also, you know, security, Pat Ryder, police commissioner, Nassau, he's done a wonderful job at his post. Laura Kearns right on it as well. Those are also very interesting particulars to get in place as far as not only the transportation, security issues as well, right?
Yes. I mean, we have a top-notch police force, so I have no doubt that we are going to be, you know, protected, and they're going to be securing everyone in every place that they can, every location, which is why, you know, the traffic will be more difficult during the week. But, you know, it's for a better purpose, obviously. You know, you want to make sure that people can get in and out, but you want to make sure that it's safe as well, and that there, you know, that there's nothing, no opportunity for anybody who might want to take advantage of a situation where there's going to be a lot of people gathered in one spot for an extended period of time.
No doubt. And listen, before I let you go, Laura, be remiss of me not to bring up, we've had them all on. I called it the year of the Laura, in that of Gillen, of Hempstead, of course, Curran, the county exec. We have had Laura Jen Smith on, leading the way out in Riverhead as a supervisor. And, of course, you taking over that important post as far as a legislator is concerned. I mean, that was quite a happening way back, but indeed, it did happen, and we saw plenty of changes that electoral season.
Yeah. I've been in my district, actually, which is the 14th. It kind of runs across Nassau County for the last, this is my sixth year. So, you know, I've been enjoying my time there and just really getting to know my community more and more every year that I'm in office. And you know, the better I can do my job, I should say. And that's what it's all about, is serving the people. So it's been great. Great.
We hear nothing but great things, and hopefully we will expect great things over the next couple of days over at Bethpage Black. And we look for an exciting tournament indeed. Hopefully it comes down to Sunday. I always say these things, Sunday at around a quarter of six. Tiger right in the mix. It should be a heck of a happening, no question, as he tries
for
back-to-back majors. Laura, pleasure. Thanks so much for answering the call and giving us
an
update.
You.
Very
Thank
important
you.
Stuff. Thanks again. Good luck with everything.
Okay.